Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
What if ISIS had a navy? Ships operating along the Libyan coast of the Mediterranean operate in a Bermuda Triangle of mystery, human trafficking, and a smuggling trade that goes back thousands of years. Could an attack on a U.S. warship like the attack on the USS Cole in the Gulf of Aden that killed 17 Americans and injured dozens more 15 years ago happen again, this time in Mediterranean waters? A recent report for the Financial Times compiled data from ships passing through European ports and found that unscheduled stops, smuggling, and fake shipping logs are common. Jerry Northwood is a former Royal Navy captain and chief operating officer of MAST, that's Maritime Asset Security and Training, a global security provider based in the United Kingdom. Welcome to The Takeaway, Jerry.
Hello, John.
How would you compare the threat in Yemen that resulted in the death of 17 Americans when the USS Cole was attacked, which was an attack on a U.S. military ship? How would you say that stacks up against the kinds of threats that you're seeing along the Libyan coast?
The maritime domain has plenty of targets out there for the terrorist and is also a perfect conduit for their ability to move people and materials. And I think that's also where we need to be looking here. It's not just about the targeting of vessels to create some kind of catastrophic effect. It's also how the maritime domain is used by the terrorists to get at other targets.
Do you believe that ISIS has something akin to a navy?
No, because actually ISIS, I think, is not a formal organization in that respect. What you will be seeing is ISIS connecting with people who are operating in the maritime. We've got a lot of human, and Libya is a good example. With all that human trafficking that's going on, there are clearly people who are connecting with the maritime domain to get those people across the Mediterranean. Once ISIS connects into that, which I'm sure is probably already done, you therefore have the means in which they can hook in to transport people or material across the Med.
What kinds of monitoring needs to be done that's not being done right now?
The emphasis will need to be on upstream intelligence, so national security services will be involved in that. And also, as we've seen, there are private companies that are involved in surveillance of shipping movements and the movements of people and cargoes. The other area, of course, is to get right in at the port and ship level. Port security in particular is very important. There is a thing called the ISPS code, which was set up by, driven actually by the US post 9/11, to ensure that there was a greater degree of control and knowledge about cargoes being moved around the world and making sure those cargoes are secure. And the application of ISPS code around the world is quite patchy, and that's an area we could easily strengthen.
Is that why you have described this entire situation as the dog that has not barked in terms of maritime security in the Mediterranean?
The dog that hasn't barked is the threat of the terrorist attacks on shipping and the maritime. We've seen the attacks on the Cole and the Lindbergh. If you go back a bit further, there's the terrorist incident with the cruise vessel, the Achille Lauro, back in the 80s. But apart from those isolated incidents, we've not really seen the terrorists get out there and exploit the maritime domain in the way they could have done. What they probably have been doing, though, is using the maritime domain as a means of transportation.
Is it the case that as many as 500 ships could be sailing in the Mediterranean and authorities have no idea what they're carrying?
The application of ISPS code plus all the various customs procedures that vessels go through, cargoes are well monitored, and certainly at the point where a cargo goes into places like Europe and America, there is knowledge of what's in that cargo. The problem really is being able to identify precisely whether every single container has got inside it what the manifest says it has. And that's where perhaps the weaknesses lie, and particularly in the container area where you're dealing with so many thousands of boxes, it's impossible to check them all.
Jerry Northwood is Chief Operating Officer of MAST, the Maritime Asset Security and Training Organization. He spoke with us from London. Thank you so much, Jerry.
Thank you.